Minutes before we get started here. Sorry about the feedback there for a second.
I just destroyed my ears. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, everyone. You're welcome. It's a never dull moment, of course. It's keeping you on your toes. Jaden, how are things?
Things are good, man. How are you doing?
Just working through all kinds of stuff, like redelegations, blah, 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 blah. It's always great. Always great. Kind of finishing off that Q1 delegation program, which is good. Kind of get that done. Outside of that, just kind of working towards all of our outposts that we're starting to build, which is super exciting. And I know. Marison, what's going on with your day today?
Oh, you know, lots of V4 planning still, lots of outpost planning, and a lot of like multimedia stuff on Jackal today. So exciting times.
Yes, sir. Okay. I think this is probably a good time to get into it. Thanks, everyone, for coming so far. Been pretty crazy for us over the last few days, if I'm being completely honest. It's a lot of kind of grants getting awarded for us to build outposts on other blockchains. So just TLDR for that. Essentially, Jackal, we think IBC wins because app chains can provide value to other chains. So we're going to be starting with Archway, which is pretty cool, where we're going to be deploying an outpost there. And then we also have in discussion right now on Orai chain. For their AI-specific use cases, we're looking to deploy an outpost there for all their storage needs. But that being said, Jaden, do you kind of want to get into like the process of all of this and where we are and what we're excited for?
Yeah, I can't believe you just introduced it without screaming, dude. That is a massive deal for us. We've been working on these grants for a long time, and the team's really excited. Archway awarded us the grant a little over a week ago. And we've been waiting patiently to share the news with everybody. We've got a couple more coming. Hopefully within the next week or so, we should have news on another one. But the adoption for these outposts is coming, and it's here. So I know that the devs, B, Marston, the team, Aaron, have been working on this for quite some time now. And we're finally seeing some adoption, so it's phenomenal.
No, it's pretty exciting. At the end of the day, we think Jackal wins in distribution by essentially providing value to other chains rather than fighting them for developers and users. So by taking the framework that we're using with IBC and deploying cross-chain and like kind of like a landmark moment for IBC for use cases outside of finance, where anyone on Archway and hopefully soon anyone on a ride chain will have the ability to use Jackal locally with a simple smart contract call. It's kind of special, right? Where if you think about distribution challenges in Web3, it's most chains have to fight in the zero-sum game for developers and users with other chains. So we can kind of go through like a story. Let's say I'm a developer that's building a decentralized science app on Archway. Before we built these outposts, options are twofold. Number one is you can kind of spin up a Amazon server and just use that. That's pretty lame because we're kind of blockchain maxis and it's not like really a blockchain first architecture or user experience. Other option is you move your application to Filecoin or Arweave. This isn't really great either because now you don't have your liquidity, you lost your community, you have to go rebuild your entire application on a storage specific L1. With the modular nature of these chains, with the ability for us to just provide value to other blockchains locally, It's really, really, really exciting stuff for kind of like the future of what Web3 is going to look like from an interoperability standpoint. So I'm ecstatic. I'm really, really excited for what this is going to be. And this is really just the start. The first two, we're looking to deploy them on every blockchain, whether it's a kind of a general purpose L1 for smart contracts or application specific. It's just one day at a time. Super excited. That being said, Marston, let's kind of get into tech talk. Let's get into what you're thinking about right now. If you want to talk about Outposts and how that's going to work technically, or if you want to kind of talk into where we're going with V4 and our options there, there's a lot on your plate right now. So there's probably no shortage of things for you to talk about.
Yeah, man. I mean, as Jaden said, you're so nonchalant about these Outposts. They are a game changer, like more than I think we realize even now. I think I think we're early to it, and I think we're kind of the first project that's deploying them from like a not just sending tokens back and forth. Like, this is real interchain value capture, value provision. So, like, you know, Jackal, the protocol makes money by selling unique terabytes and everything. That's all well and good, and we've kind of been over that a few times. But the idea that you're not locked in, I mean, you mentioned it, but it's this whole realm of Jackal as a service to other protocols, which is crazy. Like, if you're on Filecoin, you know, you mentioned this a little bit, but if I wanted to like do something as simple as deploy an NFT and I wanted to store my monkey pictures and I wanted to access them on Ethereum, right now that use case is so fragmented. It exists. Sure. You know, it works. It's a thing you can do. And we've seen it over and over again where somebody will go and upload something to Filecoin and IPFS at the same time and host it on Ethereum. It's so much more than that. Like with Jackal right now, what we're able to do is there's no bridges. There's no jumps to other systems. It's all self-contained within its own ecosystem where, you know, quite frankly, to the user, if you're uploading an NFT to Archway right now, you know, you're taking a smart contract where you have your monkey pictures and you want to upload them to an NFT contract that you deploy on Archway, you can do it all in one click, essentially, through a smart contract running on Archway that will make all of your storage deals for you on Jackal. It will buy all the storage you need, and then it will take all of the responses of those and automatically load them into the smart contract. So there's never a point where you are, as a client, going back and forth between, oh, I want to go to Filecoin, oh, I want to go to Ethereum, oh, I want to go to IPFS now, and I got to host all these different things and I have to bridge them back and forth, or I have to use a centralized party to deploy this. No, it's like from your web browser, you can step one to step 100, however long it takes you to get to launching your NFT from the very beginning, can all be done on Archway, no questions asked. And that's true for any CosmWasm enabled chain that uses Jackal as a storage layer through interchain accounts, which is insane to think about. It's the only time that there's ever been a storage protocol spreading itself as a service to other chains. Like, I think like even I'm underselling it right now because of just how new this all is. I mean, we've never seen blockchain interconnectivity outside of the financial realm with IBC or any other blockchain. Like, every bridge, you know, you move a monkey picture or you move tokens, and like that's really cool, but those things are all static assets and they do something, but they're not doing things all the time. You know, those tokens, once they're on another chain, they might as well not even belong to the original chain because of just how much they're sitting there in your wallet doing nothing, or they're, you know, in a liquidity pool somewhere, you're not thinking about them anymore. With Jackal, you're dynamically using all of these files on other chains. Always. You can have a full Google Drive on Archway that you don't even realize is running Jackal. It's I think there's going to be so much more coming out of this than we're even really ready for. And that's what really excites me. I think the outposts are not just like for us, but just for Cosmos in general, going to become the status quo, like as soon as they're user-friendly. And that's kind of what we're trying to steward that into, a user-friendly environment, making it as easy as possible for people to do all this. Cause it's just, it's more than I think we even know right now, which is really crazy to me.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's just kind of, we're lucky that we were able to build this in the current time that we are with like the new technology, because previous to this, kind of every storage network right now is still kind of like a proof of work blockchain. They're kind of like have those monolithic stacks. They don't really have the ability to like leverage things like IBC or even just have proof of stake speeds, and like the sealing unsealing process is really long. I'm super excited for that overall, and our ability to kind of deliver, really at the end of the day, deliver value to blockchains rather than kind of fight them for devs and users. That being said, Marcin, I know we've been talking with Strangelove quite a bit about the ways that we can leverage Jackal for things that are outside of just like kind of a storage layer for the current developers, but more of like an integration at the chain level for different things. Is there anything that you can kind of share about like using Jackal? I kind of want to say data availability, but it's not really the whole verification that we're really good at. It's more of the ability for us to kind of have data availability in the sense that they can access that data pretty easily. Is there anything that you can kind of share about that?
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, I like to preface these kind of things with like trying to really like take away the abstraction of data. You know, at the end of the day, a file is just a bunch of ones and zeros. A picture on your laptop is just a bunch of ones and zeros. A block, all the block data from Bitcoin is just a bunch of ones and zeros. And I mean, they look different to you and I because we put context into it, but realistically, they are the same and they can be stored in the same way. And, you know, we built Jackal to be very agnostic. It's just storing ones and zeros. It doesn't matter what that data is. It will be stored on Jackal. It'll be accessible on Jackal. It'll be retrievable from Jackal. It can do any arbitrary data that you give it, which is really exciting. It takes it beyond just like a Google Drive or a Filecoin, because it's so much slower. Where Jackal is hot storage. It enables a lot of things that were technically feasible on something like Filecoin or Arweave, but the validation side of things and the self-healing and the speed of retrieval with no centralized entities on Jackal really makes this viable in a production level setting where, you know, if I'm running a brand new blockchain and I don't really want to have to store all my blocks in this big history chain, you know, I want to make sure that all of my chain is really lightweight. It's running really smoothly, but it's secure. You know, I want to make sure that block data is secured by something other than, let's say, 10 proof of authority validators or something like that. You know, if one of them goes haywire, that sucks, but we still have it, all the blocks somewhere that we can verify against. That's what like roll-up providers are really good at, like data availability providers like Celestia. They do that really, really well. The problem is, with something like Celestia, you know, their data verification is phenomenal. They do a really great job. That lets you essentially understand that data is there. Doesn't really help you with getting that data, you know? So you're taking like a block, let's say, you know, a full block's data. You then hash it. You create a proof of that data. That's what you load over to Celestia, because the blocks might be big, too big to store on another blockchain, you know? If it's too expensive to store it on my blockchain, why would I store the whole block on someone else's blockchain? That seems counterintuitive. Jackal doesn't care what your data is. It doesn't care how big it is, because we're not storing it on chain. We're storing it on a verified, decentralized platform of storage providers. Those guys make storing data far cheaper than your traditional blockchain, which means every single block your blockchain produces could be within 6 seconds backed up to the Jackal protocol, just like that. which is really, really exciting. It creates this level of data availability that is almost more robust than a data availability layer. We don't do the verification quite nearly as well as something like Celestia, but data retrieval is so robust. If you ask for a block, you get the whole block. You don't get a proof to go, hey, you know, is my archive node legit? None of that. It is everything that you've ever done on chain is fully backed up to the Jaco protocol as it's happening, which is really crazy. When you break it down, it becomes this system of like, what if you rebuilt an Ethereum rollup where instead of retrieving a block from Ethereum or retrieving a block from some database and then you verify it against Ethereum, you just grab it from Jaco, just like that. And then you have a full blockchain state running on top of Jaco directly. And all you need to provide is that sequencer. Everything else, all of your data is already handled for you just like that. And it is insanely cheap. It's possible to store everything for 200 years by default, which is crazy. And coming with V4, every one of those blocks is going to be live on IPFS as well. So if you are worried about bandwidth issues, well, you can use Cloudflare as your block provider because everything's on IPFS. So stuff like that is really, really exciting for me. Jaco as a data availability layer isn't something that we really initially viewed, you know, Jaco as being, but we did intentionally make it so that it can store anything. And we figured there were going to be use cases that we didn't know were even possible. And this is just one of those things where it's really hot right now to get data availability going. And it just so happens that Jaco can do just that, which is really crazy. I don't know. I'm really excited for that. I think it's a really stellar use case.
It's pretty sick at the end of the day. it is pretty wild, just like the way that we can kind of be malleable to different use cases, just being such a, like a basic low level of the stack. I'm pretty excited about it overall of what we can do. Jaden, what are your thoughts right now, dude?
I think just listening to how much passion came out of Marston, our CTO, on that description gets me ready to run headfirst into a brick wall. I can't remember the last time I've heard Marston with that much passion, so that really does fire me up. That's what I'm thinking.
That's all time. That's all time. Right on. Right on. Yeah, kind of, if anyone has any questions, feel free to come up. I know that we've kind of said a lot of things here. It's pretty complicated kind of what we're pitching, but hopefully that we could get that through to you all. If anyone has any questions, feel free to come up. If not, we can kind of talk about what's next for us on the BD front, Jaden, of like how we're looking to approach new chains and kind of deploy there. And we could also talk about how we're looking to deploy onto EVM using the Outpost model via Union, which is another cool thing. But in the meantime, while we're waiting to see if anyone wants to come up, Marston, you kind of want to talk about like the different ways, because number one, we can deploy these onto Cosmos L1s, right? But it's also possible for us to kind of use like these IBC bridging products, whether it's Landslide to Avalanche, whether it's Union to Ethereum, and kind of what that looks like in general.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like there is so much potential in IBC. I know we say this every time we come up, but like IBC wins 100% in our opinion. I think everyone on the team is like a diehard IBC fan. IBC is very agnostic, which means it doesn't necessarily just need to be running on a Cosmos chain. Right now, our implementation is based on Sirdar from the ICF's wonderful work on a CosmWasm based interchain controller. Makes it really, really easy for Cosmos chains that run CosmWasm to control another chain without needing to make any modifications to their core code. That's kind of the big sell. Like that's the best case scenario, is on the fly upgrades. Nobody needs to adjust anything, doesn't need to do a chain upgrade. It's just boom, Jaco's live and you're good to go. As long as you have a relay running, you're set. The issue with that approach is it doesn't scale beyond Cosmos chains that are running CosmWasm. However, IBC is awesome. There is no problem with taking that type of CosmWASM contract that runs as an interchain controller and implementing it on something like the EVM. In theory, if you have an IBC connection between Ethereum and Jackal, or Optimism and Jackal, or Base and Jackal, whatever, you can have an EVM interchain account controller contract in the same way that you can have a CosmWASM interchain controller contract. That's really exciting for us, because that means once IBC kind of spreads throughout the broader ecosystem, not just Cosmos, any EVM chain can connect to Jackal in the same way that Archway is going to be connecting to Jackal. Meaning, you know, you can just be on Ethereum and use Jackal straight up without Jackal needing to migrate anything over to EVM, which is really, really exciting. As far as chain distribution goes, and like getting the Jackal protocol as a product to more people, we think that's just a phenomenal way to do it. That does rely on, you know, getting IBC over to those ecosystems, which I know there's a lot of good teams doing, like Union, Composable's doing a lot of stuff with Polkadot. And like, so there's a ton of work going on in that space. Right now we're focusing on CosmWASM because it's kind of, you know, in our own backyard, so to say. But eventually, yeah, we're going to be getting as much traction as possible in every ecosystem. IBC to EVM is like, kind of, we're crossing our fingers. That's the big hope for us, is kind of once we flesh out our spread through Cosmos and get as much adoption as we can on existing Cosmos networks, you know, we're hoping that by that time, IBC to EVM is stable enough for us to go that way. So, you know, we're keeping our eye heavily on that and trying to talk with teams like Union to help out as much as we can, do early testing as often as possible. But we're really excited about that.
Yeah, it kind of just like, it would be a landmark moment. And obviously, like, the whole meme in the Cosmos ecosystem is about like every chain is a Cosmos blockchain. They just don't know it yet. And it's,
yeah, it's kind of, that's an awesome meme.
Determine the Cosmos blockchain, whether or not they're able to, first and foremost, whether or not they're able to kind of just connect via IBC. And it's only really a matter of time in our eyes. And luckily, like, leveraging IBC as our distribution model, where kind of everywhere that it goes, we'll be right there with it. It's pretty exciting stuff at the end of the day. Jado, what are you thinking on like the whole BD front to outreach to these new chains, kind of looking at the CosmWASM chains first, and like kind of like where we're looking to approach, all that good stuff?
Yeah, it's a pretty clear path forward in my opinion, where we almost get the opportunity to walk, or to crawl, then walk, then run. So with that being said, first it was an idea. Now we've obviously got some interest in, we've received some grants, which will allow us to start spinning our tires and get the outpost deployed, start ironing out all the kinks. And then from there, I think there's a clear path to the rest of the Cosmos chains that we can deploy an outpost on. And from there, as you said, Pat, after we expand into our backyard, we can expand beyond our backyard through partners like Union, partners like Landslide, to get over to EVM and to Avalanche. So I think there's a pretty clear path forward to getting this outpost everywhere. It's just a matter of now being a little bit patient, because obviously we have to build and deploy these outposts. It's not just a matter of selling them as quick as you can, which is what I wish for sure.
Of course, there is development effort that has to go through before before we can kind of just go rapid fire. But at the end of the day, it's just a matter of time, really. That being said, if anyone has any questions, of course, feel free to come up. I kind of want, there's some other alpha announcements for announcements, of course. Doing rebrand stuff. I know we have Coney Daddy listening. So that's kind of what we have going on in the background as we continue to kind of have more of a focus on like the marketing and attention marketplace stuff, which is super exciting. Outside of that, I don't really have too much else to share. It's just kind of us grinding away, chewing glass and staring into the abyss as we do in deep tech stuff. My dog is chewing my foot right now, which is great. But yeah, if anyone has any questions, feel free to come up. But outside of that, am I missing anything, Marston, Jaden? Is there anything else that we want to share in this space specifically? I know that you guys have been kind of looking at stuff. Marston is really, 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 really early for this, but I know that you've been kind of chatting with Aaron about different stuff that we can scale Web3 for like two-way communication with IBC through, is it WebSockets, I think, that we were talking about, but it might be too early to even share that.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty early. We're just doing a lot of discussions about how to kind of improve the user experience for interchain accounts. I mean, I don't know how many people have done it, but when you're looking at like Cosmos transactions over IBC, when you're looking at like, you know, doing a deposit on Osmosis or AstroVault or whatever, you know, you're moving tokens point A to point B. You can kind of keep track of that in the interface. There's kind of like a little spinner that runs and it says like, oh, you know, your transaction went through. Now we're just making sure it's, you know, successfully made its way to the chain that you're looking for. And that's cool. You know, it is more than enough for token transfers. Jackal doesn't do token transfers. Jackal requires a lot of back and forth. You know, there's not just a success and then we move on from there. There's like the chain returning information to the user about what their transaction actually did, you know, how their files are being handled, which providers their files are even going to. That type of stuff needs kind of more. And we're doing a lot more of those transactions. You know, you're uploading 50 files in one go while you're only moving one token at a time. So you only need to kind of do a couple little hits here and there with tokens. You don't need to constantly be monitoring things where with, you know, 50 files, you're keeping track of 50 things happening at the same time. And scalability starts really getting tough when you have, you know, 50 different monitoring processes running against the nodes. The nodes are going to start struggling. And that is definitely not something we want. So I know Aaron's been just like killing it, going into like WebSockets, trying to figure out exactly how to go about this in the best way possible, but essentially using WebSockets to listen to the chain, it'll let us bounce around a lot more transaction monitoring with very little overhead. So the nodes won't feel quite as bogged down, which is really exciting, and it should be a generally more streamlined user interface for IBC transactions than we normally would have been able to achieve with just kind of the traditional way of handling IBC transactions. So being that we're kind of stepping into unknown territory with interchain accounts and these IBC transactions through interchain accounts that we normally wouldn't see because there's not much adoption for this stuff yet, the whole user experience kind of needs to be rethought, which is, you know, it's going to be a fun challenge, but we're kind of in that process right now. We'll share as much as we can when we can. But as you said, it's still so early to really give a full outline of like how things are going to be done on our side, but we're really excited about kind of being a good example for other teams that may go down this route eventually on how to best manage IBC state.
That was pretty wild. Thomas, it seems like you've come up. Feel free to ask away. Any and all questions are open.
Yeah. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, of course.
Perfect. First of all, forgive my English. It's not my native language. So I'm not a dev, okay. I'm just a single guy from the other side of the world, just looking for interesting projects. Okay, so I will not claim that I understand even 5% of what you're saying, but I have people that understand it. And quite frankly, I'm very, very sold on what you guys are doing. Okay. So me and some of my friends decided to, I hate the word, I don't like the word invest. So we decided to support the project by purchasing Jackal. We are here long term. We will support the project and everything. Our question, we had a discussion the other day, and our question was, how, for example, I found you guys. Okay, I convinced three of my friends to also support you, etc. Okay, how do you plan to make more people know about what amazing things you're doing by only being in AstroVault or Osmosis? Are there any plans for other DEXs, maybe listings on CEXs? How is the project going to move forward during this bull run and on the following years, if you know what I mean? Thank you.
Of course. First and foremost, where are you calling in from? Jaden thinks it's Mediterranean, but
Greece.
I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right. Greece.
Onset, baby. There we go. I can tell the Greek accent. I am I'm Greek myself. I can tell that you were Greek. I just didn't want to come out.
Yeah. Northern Greece. Northern
good,
Greece.
Brother, good. We're happy to have you.
Right on. Okay.
Thank you.
The question essentially is like, how are we going to do better on the marketing front and better on like the token distribution front, getting onto different centralized exchanges and getting more exposure?
Exactly. Yeah. I totally love what you're doing from the technology side of things, because I don't know, but other people explained it to me in plain words that I understand. So I am interested in what you said. How are you going to move forward marketing wise?
Yeah, and that's a great question. So essentially, when you look at kind of where we are as an organization, it's kind of like a deep tech startup, right? The early days, it's a lot of just really heavy engineering. And a lot of the money that we have to invest in the engineering before we can kind of invest in marketing and growth and things along those lines, just purely because of the fact that it's hard for us to kind of grow before we even have like we want to kind of be original and have an awesome product ready to deploy. Now that we've kind of hit the spot where we're moving from like bootstrapping and like the heavy engineering stuff kind of more into like a growth phase where we kind of want to focus on marketing, focus on creatives, do all those different things. The first step that we've taken internally, and this isn't the last step we're going to be taking for any means, but we've hired a creative director to kind of help us with like creatives and videos and helping people understand, because it's such like the knowledge gap is so wide because this is super technical. But at the end of the day, we also need to cater to an audience that might not care about the technical stuff. They just kind of want like a simple understanding of what we're doing and how we do
exactly.
It.
Exactly. So, people, so that's noobs like us. Exactly. Let's say plainly.
Exactly. So kind of like distilling everything down to something that's understandable and having great creatives and having great videos and things like that. That's a big focus of ours kind of moving into this year. The next thing is we kind of want to scale up that side of the business in general on the growth and marketing front. Super important, and kind of we can't discredit crypto in general kind of be also being like an intention marketplace almost alongside with having really, really good tech. We think that if we take both of those things and combine them, we can have a really, really killer application and killer just protocol in general. So that's a big focus of ours. The next thing is talking about centralized exchange uplistings. We've started this process, I want to say almost a month ago, where we're starting to talk all with the centralized exchanges, speak with market makers and start that process. So that process is getting going now. And we've had our first meetings with exchanges this week. So moving forward, it's 100% we need to get onto a centralized exchange. At the end of the day, the question is not really if, but it's a when. And it's kind of, some of it's in our control, some of things are out of our control as well, right? Where we need to kind of get into a place where there's a lot of volume that's going on. We're consistently a top 20 pool in Osmosis. So we're covered there. We have a great product. We're starting to get distribution. So kind of positioning ourselves for that centralized exchange uplisting is also super important. And you're completely right when we talk about distribution, access to the token. And in turn, by having access to the token, you can have access to the protocol in general, if you're looking for storage and things along those lines. So both things that you brought up, it's definitely has previously been weak points in our organization because we've invested so heavily into engineering. But kind of going into this year, for the rest of this year, it's more of a focus on marketing, focus on growth, exchange uplistings, and getting all those things kind of shored up. So we're 100% moving in that direction as an organization overall.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you very much. You've covered everything I asked. Thank you.
No, I appreciate the question. Any and all questions always welcome. And if you're in the Discord and you have any other questions in the meantime, feel free to ping us. We're happy to get back to you as quickly as possible.
Great. Cool.
Yeah. No. Enjoy the weather in Greece. We're up here in Canada, just freezing right now. You're a lucky man in that front for sure.
Well, 25 degrees Celsius here. So yeah. Contrast.
Yeah. Yeah. My dog doesn't even want to go outside. that's what the temperature is.
Okay.
Anyways, I really appreciate it. Do you guys have anything you want to add to that, Jaden or Marcin on that front?
No, I think you did a great job.
Yeah, I think he kind of covered everything.
Right on. If anyone has any other questions, feel free to come up. If not, we can kind of get back to work here. But kind of want to give everyone the opportunity, kind of going once, going twice. Anyone, everyone? All right. I think that's it for us this week, guys. Really appreciate everyone coming out. Any questions, feel free to come to the Discord or shoot us a message in Telegram. Outside of that, give us a follow, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Good night. Take care.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your communitility, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Terra Spaces.